All right, my beautiful people, happy Friday and welcome to the last day of work around creating sacred spaces here on the show. Today's practice is going to be super duper duper simple, but I think also really profound. You are going to give yourself the opportunity today to sit down in your sacred space and do your most sacred practice. And what I would love for you to do is before you drop into that practice or after you are done, is snap a photo of your sacred space and either send it to your best friend or your partner or post it on your social media if you like, just to share with someone or share with the world how beautiful and special this place is for you. And this also is just a little bit of an accountability practice. So if you've been meaning to actually do the actionable work around creating the space or cleaning this area up or making it extra special, then today is the day you finish those things so that you can actually sit down and anchor into one of those practices that makes you feel so good. So if you say want to sit down in your meditation practice today, then take a moment to really check in and look around. Do you have everything you need? Is everything in its place? Is the space clean? Do you maybe want to open up a window and air the room out, invite some fresh new energy? Or do you want to light some incense or maybe invite some elements from nature here? Do you want to build a little altar perhaps to honor the day? Or what is something that you might want to tweak or add or remove or fix before you sit down in that meditation practice or before you roll out your mat to practice your yoga or whatever it is that you are doing in this sacred space? Make it beautiful. Okay, spend some time doing that and then enjoy practicing in a space dedicated just for your practice. That alone is going to feel so amazing. Tomorrow, we kick off our 12-day yoga challenge on yogagirl.com. So we're going to have our opening live practice tomorrow. I'm so excited. And then every day in your inbox, you're going to get another curated class for 12 whole days. We finish with a spring equinox ceremony live on the 12th day. So I hope you have that sacred space all set up and ready to dive into our challenge. It's going to be such a special time, letting go of winter and counting down to spring. I hope you'll join me at yogagirl.com. But either way, I'll be back with a new intention on Monday.